This is Tejiendo Identidades, a mini program about the identity and culture of the people of Tucson and their work in that community. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, doctor and professional in education.
My name is Adrian Perez. I am born and raised in El Paso, Texas.
How do you define your identity?
Fronterizo. In El Paso, Texas, I was born to a Native American / Mexican American family. My parents, my mom is of Native American descent, and my father's from, his family's from Mexico, from Ciudad Juarez. So I've always had this interesting like intersection growing up of being Mexican American and having customs and cultural traditions living on the Tigua Indian Reservation in El Paso.
What brought you to Tucson?
I started coming to help out Mr. Johnny Contreras at Pueblo High School in 2010 for his summer mariachi camp for Mariachi Aztlan, the Pueblo High School. Him and I had interacted at mariachi conferences, particularly in Las Cruces, New Mexico. And over time, you know, we became friends, we became colleagues, and there was some sort of instance where he felt that he wanted to revive harp. And he invited me to come in 2010. You know, it's been just years of cultivating relationships, friendships, basically 5 years of coming back and forth between El Paso and Tucson, taking part of different musical experiences. Actually, I was looking outside here on the KXCI wall. There's a picture of the Barrio Viejo concert in 2010. And so that was actually one of the first instances where I had like a crisscross of a lot of Tucson treasures, you know, in the music world. And I got to perform with Mariachi Luz de Luna, Calexico. I think also Matli was here too that year. Essentially, the backstory is I came for music, through music, and I ended up landing a job here in Tucson in 2015, which is the nail in the coffin that brought me over here.
How everything connects with the Tucson community?
So even before 2010, coming with mariachi, I used to come as a student to the Tucson International Mariachi Conference. So I was aware of Tucson in the mariachi sense and just how big of a community it really was. The cross-cultural pollination of just the music itself lends itself to an even bigger community. There is a lot of people here that are very passionate about their art form, whether it's food or anything cultural related, right? Food, dance, music, history. I feel like a lot of people, they're very, I guess I would say, nerdy about that. We all push that forward to showcase our skill set, but to create a community amongst that, on top of that, you know, as a layer. And I think that really creates this like fabric, you know, of Tucson that's really special that I'm happy to be a part of. And I feel was a big reason that I came.
Could you share social media, websites?
It's Adrian Perez. You can find me on Facebook. On Instagram, I believe it's Adrian _ Arpero, A-R-P-E-R-O. And I just upload, you know, some things about myself, you know, some things about work, some things about my music, some things about my student. But there's different projects that I like to share. I'm part of this project called Halcones Negros. It's actually a group that's meant to record music for commercial reasons for a Swedish company. And so they have us doing music that's authentically Mexican. So some rancheras, some sones, some son jarochos, some corridos, some nortenitas. I do some projects here with Salvador Duran. We call that mezcal. It's not something where we play, you know, a couple of times a week or per month. It's just kind of spontaneous too. I'm not playing with a mariachi right now, but I do serve on the Tucson International Mariachi Board.
Adrian, thank you so much for sharing your talent.
Thank you so much for having me.
This has been Knitting Identities. Visit our program page at kxci.org. Production and engineering by Juan Hernandez. I'm your host, Dr. Nadia Alvarez, for KXCI Tucson.